Good afternoon, Dr. Schnee. Dictating a six-minute walk test on Kimberly Fulford, F-U-L-F-O-R-D. This goes to Dr. Schmidt on 7/13/23. Miss Fulford performed a six-minute walk test. Period prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 98%. Period after walking 432 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 97%. Period of paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, six-minute walk test on Ira Berry. This goes to Dr. Terry Pieper on 7/13/23. Mr. Berry performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 361 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 94%, period. New paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on James R. Floyd. This goes to Matthew Lucas, FNP. On 7/13/23, Mr. Floyd performed a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25/75 over FPC was less than 0.8 period. A paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. And when compared to a prior study dated 12/29/22, there's been no significant change, period. Next, six-minute walk test on Catherine with a K. Carpenter. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 7/13/23, Mrs. Carpenter performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 99%, period. The patient stopped the test at 1 minute and 7 seconds with a saturation of 98% and achieved 54 meters, period. She was visibly shaking and unable to catch her breath and appeared to be hyperventilating. Period, no paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Trish Agner, A-G-N-E-R. This goes to Dr. Scott Girard. On 7/13/23, Mrs. Agner performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 1/12/23. There's been no significant change, period, new paragraph compression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, six-minute walk test on Fred Calder, C-A-U-L-D-E-R. This goes to Debbie Varnum on 7/13/23. Mr. Calder performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 98%, period. After walking 352 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 95%, period, new paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on William Conklin. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 7/13/23, Mr. Conklin performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, without significant airways obstruction nor bronchoreactivity period compared to a prior study dated 10/19/22, there's been no significant change period to paragraph impression, mild restriction without airways obstruction nor bronchoreactivity showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Stern. This goes to Dr. Galthier. On 7/13/23, Mr. Stern performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and was a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25/75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. There was insignificant improvement after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/15/23, there's been no significant change. Period, no paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no progression, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Alan Stoffels, S-T-O-E-F-F-E-L-S. This goes to Dr. Schmitz and Forsyth Medical. On 7/13/23, Mr. Stoffels performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. In this very minimal airways obstruction period, the air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study dated 5/19/22, there appears to be a worse effort period. Epigraph impression at minimal restriction with minimal airways obstruction without bronchoreactivity showing slight progression period. Thank you.